Kwasnik is with us to talk all things A-League. We'll get a Sydney FC update for Kennard's Hire. It makes your job easy. Call your local branch today. Adam, g'day, mate. How are you?
Good afternoon, Sam. How are you going?
Oh, how could I be any better, mate? Give us a little, give us your little snapshot of where the current A-League season's at. Melbourne Victory doing something that they haven't done for a few years, and that's actually be at the pointy end of the table. Melbourne Victory, at Melbourne City, not finding the going as easy as they have the last couple of years. And MacArthur FC, probably the real story, sitting in second as well. How are you seeing it?
Oh, absolutely. I think first and foremost, it's the fifth week in a row now that, you know, the league has had to postpone games. I think we're up to 16 games postponed. So there's a lot of games to be made, I assume, in a short amount of time. But when you do look at the ladder, it's fantastic to see someone like Melbourne Victory, a big club in the past, and they've suffered over the last couple of years. But they're back to winning ways, and they're back to having success under Tony Popovich, and they find themselves in first place at the moment. We're only they've played seven games. Majority of the teams have played six. And right behind them are MacArthur. MacArthur have been fantastic. They had a fantastic first season, and they're backing it up in their second year, which is great to see. It's really hard to get a gauge, Sam, of where these teams are actually at, given the fact that we've only played six games. You usually give them maybe 10 to 12 games, and you get a fair indication of where they're at, where the squads are at, and the like. But we're yet to see that, given the fact that we've had so many games postponed. That being said, I suspect that Sydney FC and the likes of the Western Sydney Wanderers, Adelaide United even, will creep up the table as the season goes on.
How are you looking at Sydney at the moment? So often a powerhouse and so often there when it matters at the business end of the season for Kennard's Hire. It makes your job easy. Talk to someone who has taken the Ken oath today. Where are they at for you?
Yeah, look, I think yesterday in the quarterfinal against Brisbane, they got a result there, so they're into the semi-finals of the Cup. And I think Steve Corica, what he's done during this COVID period is that he's given the opportunity to a few young players like Patrick Yazbek, Patrick Wood, and they've delivered for him. He's probably known that for a while now, but he's actually thrown them into the deep end, throw them into big games, and they've delivered for him. So his squad depth it's actually gotten bigger. So he'd be really, really happy with that. Not to mention the players that he's got, you know, sitting in the stands or sitting on the bench, the likes of Ninkovic, Bobo, Lafondre, Barbarousis. So it's a scary thought to think where Sydney could actually get to, given the fact that they've got a few youngsters that are producing results or contributing to getting results, and they've got their experience as well, who are yet to come back into the team. So they're, you know, a real team to be worried about moving forward. They sit in sixth place. They've got six games under their belt. I think they've had their little bit of a dip at the start of the season, and it's onwards and upwards for Sydney FC.
And what about... Sorry, someone's fiddling with my screen. MacArthur FC, we had a little chat about, but this is a great story as well. Just their second season, from my recollection, for Sydney Trucks and Machinery, your one-stop shop. They seem to spread the love. It doesn't seem to be one player that does all their damage. They've got a couple of players sitting in the top five for goal assists for the year. And how do you see the style of football that they're playing?
Oh, look, Sam, I wouldn't say it's an attractive brand of football, but it's very successful. They're getting results, and that's all that matters at the top level. I think Ante Milicic, I've said this many times before, I think he's recruited really, really well. He obviously brought Ulysses De Villa into the team. He's obviously got Craig Noon as well. They're big gets for their squad, and they've added a lot of quality to their squad. I think they're going along really, really nicely. As I said, they're sitting second. I would like to see Ante Milicic experiment a little bit. We've seen in the past when things don't go his way, he's very reluctant to change things. I think there's enough depth in their squad to actually change things. And, you know, a few young players like Mbomwa, he's had a really good season. El Hassan Toure, he hasn't played much football. Jake Holman, he hasn't played much football. Give these youngsters a go and see if they can make an impact. I think they're another team on the up, even though they're sitting second. I think there's plenty more to add to MacArthur FC in terms of results, and I expect them there at the business end of the season.
Adam, great to chat to you, mate. Appreciate your time, and looking forward to the matches Well, just give us an update on the matches for this weekend and your expectation of them going ahead.
Yeah, well, we've obviously seen three games postponed, but we have three games that are going to be played. You've got Sydney FC v Brisbane. Yep. There's a quick turn the fact that they played each other in the quarterfinal. Adelaide and Melbourne City. And then you've got another derby in the Central Coast Mariners and Newcastle Jets. And just on that derby, very, very quickly, 64 games being played. They've had 18 draws, 18 wins to the Mariners, 18 wins to the Jets, and 65 goals scored each. So that's going to be an interesting contest at Central Coast Stadium on Saturday afternoon.
Looking forward to all of those, and great to have a chat with you, Adam. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Adam Kwasnik, the MacArthur FC update for Sydney Trucks and Machinery. Your one-stop shop, visit stmc.com.au, and the Sydney FC update for Kennards Hire makes your job easy. Call your local branch today. Troy, Jim and Muzza hanging on the line. Stay right there. I'll get to you on the other side of this. Thank you to the texts that are all coming through, having a crack at me at the moment about the vaccine and unvaccinated people being able to spread it more easily than vaccinated with the Omicron. Thank you for your contribution. Always guaranteed to get people very upset and very angry. And for the person that had a go at me saying that I cut Adrian off, Adrian was asking me questions about how many people are flying into countries unvaccinated. I don't ever profess to be an expert on many things, if anything, but certainly the numbers coming through immigration of people who are unvaccinated, I've got absolutely no idea about. And why would I waste any time trying to answer that question? I'm sorry if you think that that was rude, but I can't answer that question. I don't work for Border Force. But thank you for your text. I love you. 1300 736 736. Afternoons on SEN.